After years of war and economic deprivation, Syria is poorly equipped to handle COVID-19. But the virus is spreading fast in government-controlled Damascus and in the rebel-held Northwest, where, as Nick Schifrin reports, it's targeting the most vulnerable.
A few miles from the Turkish border, there is no refuge from the wind and the heat, and no refuge from COVID. Rasha M. Hussein gathers cloth from her neighbors to sew masks. She started with her own kids and then realized the need was much greater.
I'm worried about the children in the camp. I'm going to hopefully make masks for everyone. This is a humanitarian service I can provide.
She fits masks on children whose country has been at war longer than they've been alive. Northwest Syria has over 260 coronavirus cases, including at an internally displaced persons camp, where social distancing is impossible and no sanitation systems prevents proper hand washing. Children are especially vulnerable because many already suffer from a parasite spread by sandflies. And after Russia and China restricted humanitarian aid to a single border crossing, some Syrians haven't received any help in 4 months. Mohamed Ismail has three children with learning disabilities.
The situation in the camp is very dire. Even with masks, cleaning supplies, with this coronavirus, we have kids very close to each other. I mean, it's a crime how we're all living so close to each other.
Idlib is the final stronghold for anti-regime forces. In Idlib City, volunteers disinfect their own mosques and streets. But in this bustling market, nobody stays 6 feet apart. To get into the market, visitors walk through a homemade disinfectant machine. But those who get sick have few places for treatment. The UN says Russia and the regime have targeted more than 80 medical facilities since December. Half of all hospitals are out of service. In this COVID clinic, doctors fear for the future.
We have a fragile health system. That's why we expect a disaster if the disease spreads, God forbid. If the virus spreads here, like it's spread in the regime-controlled areas, we will really struggle.
The regime controls all of Syria in red, outside the northwest and northeast in gray. And COVID's epicenter is the heart of the Assad regime's power, Damascus.
What are the conditions in Damascus hospitals today?
We spoke to a physician who asked us to keep him anonymous. He's had enough.
The government is not concerned at all with treating this disease. It has shown it is completely unable to deal with COVID-19.
Officially, Syria has 3,500 COVID cases and 150 deaths. But experts say for every death reported in Damascus alone, there are 50 to 100 not reported.
The government only allowed specific individuals that they trusted to enter the sections in hospitals that had COVID-19 patients. We weren't allowed as physicians to even use the name COVID-19 or ask how many infections there were or even have access to patients.
A lack of hospital beds led people to self-treat at home. Damascus doctors took to Facebook to offer medical advice, and COVID patients had to buy their own oxygen.
The price of oxygen is getting very expensive due to the demand, more expensive than what a normal person can afford. And many times people are dying because they are not able to get oxygen.
So in a lot of these cases, people are dying in their homes.
Emma Beals is a researcher on Syria and editor of Syria in Context.
And then what happens is these guys in these hazmat suits come and they are taking them away, you know, to these very large new cemeteries and burying them there.
That's the only visual proof of increased deaths. These satellite images show a cemetery just outside Damascus. A June 27th image shows what researchers believe are burials. On August 4th, that's a collection of ambulances and cars. And from January to June to August, multiple rows of new graves. Medical workers are often the first fatalities. At least 65 of them have died, according to a list kept by Syrian-American activist Dr. Zahir Salul, who lives in Chicago.
The people are overwhelmed and there is no one to help. The government clearly is not there to help.
Damascus doctors are vulnerable.
Do you have enough personal protective equipment?
There is nothing provided here. We are in need of everything. The question should be the opposite, not about what we have, but what we don't have, because we are in need of everything.
In my hospital, we have more ventilators than whole of Syria. I mean, I haven't heard of any patient who's being treated in Chicago or in the US or in Italy with ventilators at home.
At first, the regime took COVID seriously. In March, schools closed and the government imposed curfews and travel restrictions. But that exacerbated an economic crisis. Food prices soared. 80% of Syrians are now below the poverty line. And COVID got so bad, even some supporters of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad spoke out.
All the private hospitals that receive corona cases are full. Now the private hospitals contain large numbers of COVID-19 cases, while we have very few respirators.
There are also very few tests. Last month, the government opened a testing center. It quickly reached capacity and had to close. Hundreds waiting outside were sent home untested.
You're criticizing the regime. We are keeping you anonymous. How dangerous is it to use some of the words that you're saying and talk to us about the extent of the problem?
Any criticism of the regime, whether it's about public health or any other issue, risks detention or death. Why am I talking? Because somebody must talk. There is always a need for someone to be a voice of truth.
Whether in Damascus or northwest Syria, the truth is COVID is spreading in a country that can least afford it. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.